In today's gospel, we heard about Jesus' reaction to how the residents of his hometown received his teaching. He said he was amazed at their lack of faith. But earlier in the same passage, we heard that these people were astonished and in awe over the teachings of Jesus. How can these two things that are contrary go together? On the one hand, they heard that the teachings of Jesus and what he was telling them was making an impact on their lives. But on the other hand, what they heard, they did not perceive and allow to impact their lives, and they refused to take what they heard and implement it into their lives and into their hearts. This refusal to take what the Lord brings to us and to receive it into our hearts and to live it is considered a lack of faith. Faith is the foundation of our Christian life, and it involves both hearing and heeding the Word of God. God is always speaking to us, and we usually hear him in our consciousness, our Catholic Church teachings, and through Holy Scriptures. And what the Lord is always asking us to do is to hear it, but also to heed and implement it into our lives. And if we do not choose to do this, we are harming our spiritual growth. God was constantly complaining about the Old Testament, of the Israelites and the people of that generation. We heard this in today's readings. Over and over again, God sent the Israelites and the people of the Old Testament prophets to show them how to live a meaningful and abundant life. But yet, they did not heed what they heard. They resisted it, and they revolted against what they heard. Following Christ calls us to hear and to heed what the Lord is sharing with us. It's keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord, as the eyes of a servant is on the hands of its master. Jesus doesn't get angry very often in the Gospels, but when he does, he has righteous anger, and it's usually about hypocrisy. For instance, he turned over the money changers' tables in the temple because they were pretending to be pious, when really they were being greedy. And again, he rallied against the Pharisees who put the appearance of being religious, but whose hearts were hard as flint and cold as ice. He called them painted tombs, those who were faithful on the outside, but were dead and rotten in the inside. When we hear God's voice and do not heed it, that's the sin of falling into hypocrisy. Often it is difficult for us to obey God's will because we are of a fallen human nature. But Jesus never becomes angry at weakness. I think that's important for us to remember, that Jesus never gets angry at us embracing our weakness, as we heard in the second reading. When we are weak, the Lord is our strength. And when we have moments where we seek him in our weakness, he gives us the strength to endure and the strength to succeed. It was hard for the people of the Old Testament to hear and heed the word of the Lord. It was hard for the people of Nazareth to hear Jesus, the messenger, the Messiah, in their midst, and to hear and follow his words. And the Lord knows that it is hard for us as well in this century to hear and follow what he desires for our hearts. But he asks us to always seek him, to always follow him and not the easy path. Satan wants to take us down the easy path and lead us away from our faith, and lead us away from the ways that the Lord is calling for us to be. He will give us the strength if we seek him to always seek him and his will for us. He's asking all of us to reach out in faith and to always follow what he's calling us to do. At times this can be difficult. At times we can question our abilities or think that we're not good enough or that we won't be able to succeed in a particular way in our lives. But he's always asking us to be faithful and to be trusting in him in our weaknesses. Recently, the bishop reached out to me and asked me to go on Tuesdays to minister at the state penitentiary. And I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest, because it's something new, and we're not really formed in the seminary to preach to this population. But again, what I need to do is I need to seek the Lord in this new encounter, to seek and trust in his ways, that he will use me as his vessel, because in my weakness, when I surrender to that, then he is my strength. The Lord is always our strength when we turn to him. He will never fail us. He will never abandon us or forsake us, as long as we are faithful and seek his will and his desires for our life. So even in this new endeavor for myself, it's going to stretch me. It's going to help me to grow as a man and as a priest, to share the compassion of Christ with those that have had probably hard lives and have made poor choices, just like all of us have made poor choices in our lives. However, like the head chaplain said to me, they're not in here for stealing a candy bar. So it's a little more serious than that. But at the same time, to be a beacon of hope, to be beacon of light to all we encounter, to take the light and the love of Christ that he's giving us and to allow ourselves to be vulnerable to his grace, to allow Christ to use us in whatever obstacles, whatever challenges he gives us, that we will lean into it and not lean away from challenges that the Lord presents to us, so that we will grow in our faith, we will grow in our relationship with him, and that the Lord will always be able to say, I am amazed for your great faith. That he won't say, like he said to the people of Nazareth, I'm amazed by their lack of faith. Because when we trust in the Lord, when we do what he desires for us to do, and do it with faith and with gratitude and with dedication, we honor him and he will honor us and journey with us. So that our prayer today is, Lord, give us the faith, help us to act on that faith so that all we do brings honor and privilege and joy to you, and you will be honored by our great faith. And we pray to increase our faith this coming week.